you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Manuel Betancourt and Amy Nicholson. First up, Transformers Rise of the Beasts. It's the seventh of the Transformer films, directed by Stephen Caple Jr. Amy.
It's the same old smash smash, but what's new here is you have a new breed of Transformer, the Maximals. They are half mammal, or animal, I guess, in general. Optimus Primal is the main one. He's a gorilla, and they just join in the fight. This movie's trying to have more of a personality than the others and kind of succeeds. Anthony Ramos does what he can to give this movie personality. So does Dominique Fishback. But when the plot takes over, you just lose all interest.
Transformers Rise of the Beast, Manuel.
Yeah, I think there's some kind of inventive characters here that we get to meet. Pete Davidson voices Mirage, and I think he does a great job of infusing a little bit of comedic tension into the film. But yeah, eventually the third act, I think you know, things go bang.
Transformers Rise of the Beast, rated PG-13 and wide release. Flamin' Hot tells the story, at least as told, by Richard Montañez, who worked for Frito-Lay in a lower-level position and said that he had invented the Flamin' Hot Cheetos. Eva Longoria makes her feature directorial debut. Manuel?
I think this is an assured solid debut for Eva Longoria of Desperate Housewives fame. It may be a fabulous tale that maybe the details are not quite as truthful, but it's a crowd pleaser. I think Jesse Garcia playing Richard Montañez does a great job. He's charismatic and he really sells you that he would be able to sell you anything, including a flaming Cheeto ingredient and recipe.
Amy, what'd you think of Flamin' Hot?
Well, he doesn't have to work hard to get me to eat flaming Cheetos. But yes, I can really see why Eva Longoria wanted to direct this story. It's the best of these corporate superhero movies that we've had lately. I think you really do get a sense of the world and a skeptical look at how the American dream works out, even if you have to take everything of this with, nine pounds of flaming grains of salt.
Flamin' Hot's rated PG-13. It's streaming on Hulu and Disney+. Persian Lessons is set during the Holocaust in a concentration camp. The director is Vadim Perlman. Manuel.
Yeah, so here we find a young Jewish man who surprises himself in getting some soldiers and a commander to believe that he's actually Persian and that he could actually teach someone Farsi, even though he knows not one word of it. And so he has to come up with this language that he needs to teach both himself and a commander to stay alive. And he does this for an extended period of time. It's a little bit maudlin. It's a little sentimental. I think it's trying to do something a little bit different from the Holocaust genre of film.
Yeah, it really is exploring this idea of who defines the language that we use and who defines reality. And in that, I found this very successful and tense at times, very tense.
The film stars Nahuel Perez Biscayar. The film's unrated Persian Lessons is at Lemley's Royal Theater in West Los Angeles. For our critics, I'm Larry Mantle. Thanks so much for joining us for the Film Week Marquee.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.